Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the fucking time has finally come for NFL season. And when NFL season comes around, DraftKings does their fantasy season. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where you could kick the season off by winning $2 million. Dollars, G, Monetti.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
I hear you, bro.
I'm doing it. All you got to do is put in the promo code RAP, APORT, and play for free for a shot at $2 million.
Damn.
It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million and prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second place. You could come in second place and still win $1 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Call to action. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use the promo code Rappaport to play for free for a shot at $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event this Sunday. $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for a free entry free now.
It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You're down with Rappaport. Yes, I am. You
down with Rappaport?
Yes, I am.
You down with Rappaport?
Yes, I am.
You down with Rappaport?
Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, hosted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigger please.
Wigger please.
This is the Podcast.
Test 1, 2, 1, 2. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast. Check 1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. We're coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb in New York City. And are you ready for some football?
Hell yeah.
Yo, the NFL season is underway. The fucking Tom Brady bullshit is done. I'm so glad to not discuss this anymore. At least for the time being, I've had enough.
Right.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's done. He's playing. I'm glad he's playing. I would have loved to have him been suspended, but fuck it. I don't care anymore. I'm not discussing it anymore.
Yeah.
The only two people still suffering are the two ball boys.
We want to talk to y'all.
Tom Brady is off the hook. Goodell's off the hook. Everybody's off the hook. But those two fucking ball boys from Boston, Yastrzemski and the other guy, you have an open invitation to come on the Ian Rapoport podcast. But one of the big off-season stories that kind of was neck and neck with Tom Brady, and it's interesting that I say neck, because Russell Wilson is getting no neck.
Let's talk about this shit, Rap.
He's announced his engagement to R&B, I guess you don't call her a star. I mean, she's had a good career. She's had some hits. Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful R&B singer named Ciara.
Good to look at.
I mean, I saw her once. She's like a giraffe. And I mean that in the best way. Like, damn, this is an exotic, beautiful.
Yeah, you just can't stop looking.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, yo, I seen her. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't know her. And I know she, you know, I don't know anything about her. But the thing that I do know is that Russell Wilson, in the off season, they fell in love, yada, yada, yada. And they've announced that they're engaged and they're celebrating their celibacy, and that's fine. But the problem that I'm having with this is, why is this something that I know about, and why the fuck,
Russell,
are you bragging about not getting any ass? Who brags that they're not getting ass?
Yeah. Yeah, who does shit like that?
I don't get that.
That's sucker shit.
I just don't understand. Like, who's gonna go around and make that into something that's dope? That's not dope.
Like, what you want from us? You want some merits for that? You don't get no props for that. That's a beautiful woman. That's your girl. It's nothing wrong with having relations.
You don't even know it. It's like, that's like buying a car and not test driving the car.
Word.
We've discussed this before. That is literally like buying a car and not test driving the car. You mean to tell me you're going to spend buy a car that you're going to have to ride with for the rest of your life, that you're not going to give a test drive, not even a quick test drive?
And how long you waiting?
Until you get married and then you're going to
freak off? You
don't
know if you're going to marry her.
Yo, hold on, man. Listen, I don't understand this, man. So I just I don't understand why that's become a headline story in sports. Russell Wilson, you didn't even win the game last year. You threw the game away. Why is he being touted? If I was him all summer, only thing I would be doing is working on that slant, that post pattern into the end zone.
Yeah.
Not going around telling everybody about,
I'm not getting no ass.
She might not, your fuck style may not be buck wild.
Right, right.
So this isn't just on you, Russell Wilson. This is on your beautiful fiance, and I don't mean to, you know, stick my nose in your business, but hey, you told me you TMI'd me. You gave me too much information. You TMI'd me.
TMI.
Which was not to be confused with teabagged me. He didn't teabag me. He TMI'd me.
Yo, why is that something to be applauded? This is natural. Like, this is natural. This is God's gift.
If you don't know who Ciara is, look her up.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. And so that's it. You know, we're not going to go into the football of it all and the details of it all. It's football season and then soon basketball season. And this is when the I Am Rapoport podcast thrives.
Word.
Because we not only have the everyday dun-dun-dun-dun shit, you got football, you got basketball. I mean, it's just an exciting time to be a fan of the Ian Rapoport podcast. It's an exciting time to be the host of the Ian Rapoport podcast. And like I said, yo, we appreciate the fans. The fan art is bugged out.
Oh man, great!
The All Loafs Matter campaign has taken off.
Absolutely,
it is taken on a life of its own. If you're not familiar with All Loafs Matter, look it up. Because it's important to know that all loafs matter.
All loafs matter.
Okay, no one should be, they shouldn't be cut off. You shouldn't be made fun of if you had an accident, like the gentleman who now has the bionic dick. Men, if your girlfriend is cheating with another man, that man's loaf should be off limits.
Left alone.
All loafs matter. It's a campaign. It's a movement. And like I told you, the loaf walk will be the details are I don't have them all right now, but there will be a loaf walk in 2016.
All loafs matter.
All loafs matter.
If your girl says you ain't holding, so what?
All loafs matter.
Right.
Don't. If you have a disfigured 19-inch loaf like the gentleman in Mexico, all loafs matter.
That's right.
You should not be shy or embarrassed of your loaf. If your fuck style is buck wild, if your fuck game is insane, all loafs matter. And we embrace that. Oh, man, what else are we going to talk about? There's so many different things. They attacked another guy in New York. The headline in the New York Post: James Blake, who is a good tennis player, not a great. I mean, he's great as far as he's been top 10, top 20, top 30.
He was four in the world at one point.
Yeah, he's won tournaments. He's not one of the well-known tennis players, but he was attacked on his way to the U.S. Open outside of the hotel.
Grand Hyatt.
In Times Square. And the New York Post put the headline of...
cops tackle black tennis player.
The New York Post doesn't give a fuck, do they?
White cops tackle... You see the sensationalism.
They're just adding fuel to the fire. Which
rekindling. The fire.
You just want it to keep going. And obviously, we're on the side of James Blake. James Blake said that when the undercover cops approached him, they were running at him. He smiled at him because he thought they were autograph seekers. Little did he know, he could have fucking been killed. This is how accidents happen. What if he started running? Exactly. Because he just was scared for his life. What if James Blake just took off and he's a fast motherfucker? He's a professional tennis player. And then they're chasing the wrong guy. But he's running because he sees five white dudes running at him like with venom in their eyes. The guy did nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. He's there texting.
Yo, on lawsuit. Sue these motherfuckers. You have the power to do it. James Blake, we have an open invitation to come to the I Am Rapport podcast and tell your story. We're fans of yours. And we would love to be the ones who get the first edition interview with you, to be the first people. Come to us first.
Absolutely.
Because tennis coverage sucks, by the way. The coverage, the analysis during the matches is great, especially when Pat McEnroe was doing it. But other than that, tennis continues to take itself so seriously. And I think if they brought a little bit more humor and a little bit more not taking themselves so seriously as a sport, they would have it open to new fans, because when the Williams sisters leave, it's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a wrap.
Love them or hate them, just like boxing. When Floyd Mayweather leaves, if he actually does retire after this 49th fight, and last week we did say it was his 50th fight, but we were going, we were doing what we do, which is not fact-checking.
Right. So we were correct.
So we said 50th, it was 49th. Who cares? It's still more exciting, more interesting, and bigger accomplishment than anything Ronda Rousey has done. James Blake, sue them, and tennis. Yo, have me and Moody do some pre-match stuff. Oh. We'll go out to U.S. Open.
We'll turn it out.
We'll make it more fun because it's a shitty coverage sport.
Yep.
It's not 1950, and they take the match so seriously. Also, you notice that tennis is the only sport that doesn't have the coaches on the sidelines. They should have the coaches on the sidelines getting hype,
barking at them.
Like Richard Williams should be there on the sidelines with Venus and Serena Williams.
Yep.
That would make it better right there, and then you have the mics in there. And then, you could have hey, if I'm a tennis player, I'm at the U.S. Open. You know who I would want to be my coach? If I was Djokovic, or if I was Nadal,
who?
Danny Aiello.
Go ahead, man.
You cocksucker! You're down two fucking sets to nothing. You're getting your fucking ass kicked. Start serving the fucking ball. Your ground strokes suck my fucking balls, you cocksucker. You're at the U.S. fucking Open. That'd be Danny Aiello as a Rafael Nadal's coach.
You know how the ratings would be for that?
Yo, if you have a problem with sports,
You have a problem with tennis ratings and interest, let the coaches be on the sideline.
Yep.
And anybody that doesn't have a coach, let Danny Aiello give motivational speeches.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of serve was that? Your serving volley sucks cock. What else, G. Moody?
Since you were talking about all lives matter,
yes,
let's
sir.
Go back to all Black Lives Matter. We have the leader, Sean King.
Oh, yeah.
They said they confirmed that he's a white guy.
Yo, and he hasn't made a comment yet, so it's hard to make anything, but, you know, with
I saw a picture of him as a little boy. He looks like your brother, Eric.
Shout out to Eric Rappaport.
E-Rap.
Professor Eric Rappaport.
Professor.
My brother's a professor.
Professor E.
Dr. Rappaport is his name.
Yes.
Okay? So it's not all, shucking and jiving over here in the Rappaport household.
Right, right. It's scientific.
It's what?
Scientific evidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And this is something that it continues to be an issue that just doesn't seem to be able to find its way away. And that is the Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Like this year, 2015, in 75, 80 years, when they go over like the years and stuff like that,
yep.
They're going to mention 2015. And one of the first things they're going to mention is Caitlyn Jenner.
Were.
And why? And fucking why?
Spectacle shit.
Yo, Caitlyn, listen to me.
You ain't Linda Evans.
Listen to me. Check this out. You want to continue to do press and do the press rounds. You made your announcement. You did your Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
You won the ESPN thing. You're not promoting a movie. You're not promoting a book. You're not promoting a podcast. You're not promoting a new album. You're not promoting a new charity you're starting. You know what you're promoting? Your fucking self. You go on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And then a few days later, you go on with Matt Lauer.
Today's show.
And then you have like a whole press tour. Why?
What you promoting?
You're not promoting anything but yourself, just like the Kardashians. Go the fuck away. If I was a talk show host of a big talk show like Matt Lauer or Ellen DeGeneres, he's answered all the questions. He's done the press. Why are you still talking about this shit? And then when you go on the shows, Matt Lauer is like, yo, who are you dating? He's like, oh, we're not going to talk about that. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What are you doing here? What more do we need to talk to you about? We don't want to know about your daily shit every day. We want to know who you're dating and where is that dick? Those are the only two questions you haven't answered. There's nothing special or groundbreaking what you're doing.
You're not fly. You're not pretty. You're not none of that.
And what you've done has been done and done and done. Why are you anointed? Why don't you bring other people into the fold? Other lesser known
transsexual
people that are transitioning and have them go on Ellen. And have them go. You go away.
Yeah, where your crew at?
And you're never gonna be able to date somebody because you've made your life a spectacle. And when you do date somebody, it's gonna be a spectacle. But I don't feel bad for you because you've chosen to do this.
Yeah.
So if you go, if I'm running the Tonight Show, if I'm running the Fallon Show, or any daytime talk show,
would
or
you
CNN,
put him on?
Yo, you know, I don't want to talk to you about what's already been talked about. He loves calling his breasts, her breasts. Oh, I got these puppies in. He's showing Matt Lauer how she became a better golfer. Yo, I don't want to talk about any of that shit. Where's that loaf? And who's tapping that ass?
Right. And who you want to be with?
Because other than that, like, you've answered all the questions. You've brought the people into your life.
Yeah.
Go away now. Live your life.
Who's your man?
Find yourself.
Who's your man?
Find some time to yourself. Don't be in the public eye like, well, I can't get away. Yo, take your ass to Montana and you will be able to fucking, yo.
And he said,
I'm so tired of this Caitlyn Jenner. Like, go away. You're not promoting anything but Caitlyn Jenner.
But money
said, it's like there are like the Kardashians and the Jenners. It's like they're afraid to have 1 week. Where you get away from them. It should be a national holiday. They should give it to the world where just one day, you're not allowed to post anything. You don't tweet anything. We don't want to see you every fucking day.
Yo.
Enough is enough, man. I've had enough of this woman, and I would like her to go away.
They're trying to blur.
We've heard it all. We've seen it all. We want to know what's up with that dick, and we want to know who's tapping that ass. Other than that, you're not welcome to come on the Iron Rapport podcast, because if you come on here, we're asking the real questions.
That's right.
All right, the Ian Rapoport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper Mattresses, both me and G Monetti have been sleeping on Casper Mattresses for months. Casper is an award-winning sleep startup that launched with outrageously comfortable mattresses sold directly to the consumers. All right, the Casper mattress is a singular design, universally comfortable, available in all standard sizes, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Casper mattresses sleeps cool, provides healthy bounce, and promotes ideal anatomic support. Free 2 to 5 days shipping anywhere in the United States and in Canada. In New York City, you could get your fucking mattress the same day. The mattress will show up in a box. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this? And then it unfolds and it decompresses. It's a fucking great mattress. $50 off the promo code when you punch in Rapoport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. $50 off your first mattress. Try it. They will come and get the mattress after 100 days of use. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sleep on the fucking thing. Fart in it. Shit on the bed. Do whatever. Piss the bed. Do whatever you do. Do whatever you do. Freak off. Jerk off. I don't want to tell anybody's business. Do whatever you do. And if you don't like it, Casper will take the mattress back. Okay, go to Casper Mattresses, Casper.com. Check it out.
Out. Can I start?
Yeah, sure, G. Moody. You can always start. I welcome you to start.
Chris Carter.
Oh, yeah.
He said...
Former NFL player and current analyst.
Football analyst, ESPN.
What did he say, G. Moody?
He said... At a rookie symposium.
Where you talk to the rookies and tell them what it's like to be in the NBA.
NFL.
Sorry. The NFL.
And he says...
Fuck.
He gives them a talk and he says, you need a fall guy. Meaning, when you out, you need somebody that's going to go to jail for you.
If some shit goes down.
Right. So my mind was like, some fucking friend...
What kind of fucking friend are you going to have? Another friend who's like...
This is some fucking friend.
Like Jeff. If anything happens, don't worry. Jeff will fucking do it.
And how is that fall guy determined?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And what do I get as the fall guy?
You get nothing. You get nothing. You get to not be a rat.
I get out of jail.
In 9 years.
Man, that's what you tell guys at the camp?
Chris Carter.
See, the NFL, they's like, oh, man, we have to distance ourselves. No.
They didn't fire Chris Carter.
No. He's lucky.
He's lucky. Stronger actions weren't taken.
Were.
And what else did you want to talk about? We talked about these twins for the Phoenix Suns. Well, now one was shipped out of there. The what are their last names?
Markeef and Keith. Chief Keith.
Marquise. Is it the Markeef twins? Or
I don't know.
Fucking twins on the Phoenix Suns.
They have
tattoos. They have beards.
Same everything.
They live together. They have one bank account. And now one of them got traded and the other one is like freaking out.
He's going bananas.
Because his twin brother is not with him. You're a grown man. You guys twinned enough. We twinning. You twinned enough. You tricked and fooled and fucked around with people. Haven't you played that joke enough? Where you come in wearing the same
shit? Yeah.
Let yourselves go, man.
Grow up.
Yo, this is the NBA. This isn't a fucking... You're not doubles tennis players.
Package deals?
If you want to be doubles tennis players, be the fucking Markeef twins doubles tennis player. You could do whatever the fuck you want. It's the NBA. If they want to ship one of you one place and ship the other one to another place, you can't go shitting on the place that you're still at because they got rid of your brother.
Yeah, he's going crazy, I heard.
He's going crazy, man.
Tearing up shit in the locker room.
It's the off season, man. You shouldn't be making headlines, Markeef or Marquise. I don't know which one it is because they go out of their way to look fucking identical. Grown men. Not little third graders playing a trick on their
grown
their
men.
Cut the bullshit.
I know they hate the motherfuckers in the locker room. I know I would.
They come in like, we twinning.
I got the same Nikes like Markeef.
And he got now you don't. Now he's trading. You're all fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. So what else did you want to talk about, Mr. Moody?
I see a rise in crime in Central Park.
A rise of crime in Central Park.
In New York
City.
And
there's a rise in drug use. It's going back to the bad old days in New York.
Yeah.
Glimmers of it.
Yeah, it's on some dope fiend. This is some other shit. This ain't dope fiend shit where they just leaning. They on that K2.
That synthetic weed?
That ooh-wee. Ooh-wee to the fucking 10th power.
If you don't know what that ooh-wee is, G. Moody, explain that.
It's like some angel dust shit, right? But this shit is on some other shit. So it's ooh-wee to the 10th power. Because you got motherfuckers sprawled out on the sidewalk.
We saw it. You could see it all over the city.
125 in Lexington. Zombie.
It's like 1971 out there.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yo, dudes are out there on the street fucked up.
They on that spice. It sells for $1. And the chemists put different shit in it to skirt the law. So they keep getting it on the shelves. It looks like little Kool-Aid packets.
And these guys are out there all messed up.
It costs $1.
Yo. All you kids out there, Twitter kids.
Don't fuck with that.
Don't fuck around with that. You might as well just smoke straight weed if you want to do something.
Kidney damage, irreversible brain damage,
you come back
hallucinations.
You come back as if you've gotten a fucking car wreck.
Cass is naked in the street.
Naked.
Butt ass.
Butt ass naked. In the streets of New York, making love to each other.
Yeah.
On that.
Ooh wee.
So don't fuck around with it. We're seeing it all the time here on the streets, right, live and direct, right in person here in New York City.
And back to the Central Park thing.
Oh, yeah, there's been some crimes and robberies in Central Park, which I don't like.
And neither did Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa, who is the founding member of the Guardian Angels. If you don't know who the Guardian Angels are, it was like... Like a good Samaritan gang that was protecting and serving and really well intentioned in the late 70s and the early 80s, probably I think the early 80s here in New York City. Like they would be out there just volunteer thing, and then it went at it was very popular. Then it went through different phases, and Curtis Sliwa invented it. There's been movies, books, all kind of shit about it. But Curtis Sliwa is kind of what would you call him now?
A radio host.
He's a radio host, but he's had a crazy career. Anyway, so Curtis Sliwa
said he's going to start getting his guys back to patrol Central Park.
The Guardian Angels are back.
And I'm saying, when I read that, I'm like, yo, this ain't 76.
No. It's not 1982.
It's not the Lizzies out there, man.
Right.
It's not fucking those Warriors type cats. These are fucking Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, they're not out there to fuck around, Curtis.
You out there with no guns.
with a red beret on.
And you know karate. You can't get close to niggas to do karate.
And Curtis Lee, well, we don't know if you actually do know karate.
Yeah.
We've never actually...
He's the OG of the Guardian Angels.
I know, but we don't know if he actually knows karate.
Right, right. We never seen this motherfucker practice it.
We've never seen it.
So I would suggest leave those guys who are 65 years old alone.
Yeah, you need to be like, in shape. They need to get some young, new Guardian Angels to deal with it.
You can't have the old motherfuckers that we're going to strike up the band again.
Yeah, and we're going to take out the handcuffs and the Bowie knife
and some
fucking twine, and we're going to tie guys up. It's not like that anymore.
No, no.
All right, we don't want you getting hurt. We fuck with you. We fuck with you, Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, but leave them Bloods and Crips alone.
Yeah, don't mess around with that. This is the I Am Rapaport Podcast. American Giant sponsors the I Am Rappaport podcast. Go to American-Giant.com. Check it out. T-shirts, sweatshirts, American-made, American-manufactured. Really good quality. Soft, rugged, hoodies, sweatpants, all of it. American-Giant.com. American-Giant.com. The slogan for American Giant that we created is American Giant Clothing.
Champion. Can't fuck with this shit, yo.
I'm going to say one of the things that is disappointing about the kickoff for fantasy football and the NFL football season in general is that me and G. Monetti, we had planned for the last 4 days to be eating oxtails out of a paper bag during the game.
Yeah.
But on your way to the Gloom Tomb this morning, you brought your oxtails in a plastic Tupperware thing. And
yeah,
this is what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, I was going to court.
Okay, for what?
You motherfuckers trying to take my house, man.
Okay, that's a whole other fucking segment.
So I had to set a motion in order.
Okay.
And I didn't know that, you know, you can't have food in the courthouse on Grand Concourse in the Bronx.
So you brought the Tupperware full of 4.5 pounds of stewed oxtails.
And they told me you can't bring food in the court. So I turned around. It was raining. So I said, damn, where could I hide these oxtails? And I hit them. Right?
Yeah.
I thought I hit them. I came back out. A motherfucker. They were gone. That's why I don't have the oxtails for you tonight,
yo,
B.
And we had been talking for the last few days. Yo, we're going to be eating those oxtails yep. with the fucking
rice.
Sauce. And the rice out of the bag,
like yellow rice,
that Richard Williams type shit.
Yeah,
but I fucked up.
I didn't know you couldn't get them past the metal detectors. You can't bring food into the courthouse, which makes sense. So I hit him, and a homeless vagrant
took your
vagabond
stole,
and he eating good.
You've been all up in arms about
We have, you know, a lot of shit, man. You have some hip-hop guys that always talk about their hip-hop and how authentic they are, and they are quick to say their black resume.
What the fuck is that?
Where they don't appear African-American.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you see me, you know I ain't got to tell your ass, oh, I'm Greek, I'm this, I'm that. You see me, I tell you where I'm from, I'm black. I'm a descendant of those slaves.
And you are saying what?
You don't need to give us your black resume to try to validate yourself into hip-hop culture.
And how so? I'm not exactly understanding what you're saying. Like, so
I'm saying some cats be like, oh, I'm Greek, I'm this, I'm that. And my mother is black. We don't need to hear that, B.
Yeah, we don't need to hear all that shit.
All that bullshit. When you look at me, I'm just black. Because when the shit hits the fan, you either going to be chased or chasing. And then you'll know who you is. Yo. I had the pleasure, you known her.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting Carrie Champion.
Yeah.
Of ESPN.
Yes, ESPN, famous from being on
First Take,
and now she's on SportsCenter, a friend of the I Am Rapaport podcast, supportive of me, supportive of all my things. I was the first guest on her podcast.
Be honest.
Yes, which I love her podcast, and Carrie Champion is good people, solid people. And
but I got to say something.
Yeah, what about it?
I got to say that she's presidential.
What does that mean?
That means if I was president, you want somebody like that on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Because the beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Is she's the type of girl where you just find yourself looking at.
Yeah, you know, Carrie Champion is one of those people that's so pretty. She's so fine. She's cool as shit.
Word.
But we're just talking about the beauty. If you look at her too long, you're just going to get sort of locked into some sort of hypnotized state.
Word.
So you're better off just like making eye contact and then walking away and almost acting like it didn't happen.
Right.
Because she has the kind of beauty that when you're up close to it, you're like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is the I Am Rapaport podcast, and we're out.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.